No, Mrs. Darcy, I never found the candle holder,
Meg reported.
I searched all the nearby rooms to be seeing if it be there, and I asked Margie and Lily to be checking her ladyship's room like you be saying, but it be not there either.
She appeared more than a bit upset. Elizabeth puzzled over this mystery. It certainly makes no sense, she muttered. I thought surely it would turn up by now.
I be sorry, Mrs. Darcy.
Tears began to fill the woman's eyes. Elizabeth heard the trembling in the maid's voice. My goodness, Megs, do not do that. No one is blaming you. The candelabra will reappear, just as I said this morning.
I would not want ye to be thinking poorly of me, marm, like me did not do me job. I like it at Pemberley so much better than at the Johnsons.
She blurted out the words in a rush of emotions. I assure you, Megs, Elizabeth said calmly, that we have no complaints regarding your work. The holder will reappear. In a house the size of Pemberley, it could be anywhere. We will continue to search for it.
Yes, marm. Thank you, mistress.
The woman bobbed a curtsy before leaving to do her duties. Without thinking about what she did, Elizabeth began to search the rooms along the hallway leading to Georgiana's private chambers. Even as a child, Elizabeth had hated an unsolved puzzle, and although she knew it would reappear, she wanted to find the candle holder to solve this particular mystery. However, after thoroughly going through three bedchambers, she realised the futility of such a search. There were just too many places at Pemberley to look. She would alert Mrs. Reynolds and Mr. Baldwin, have everyone on the lookout for the missing item. Mr. Baldwin, I was wondering if we had men working in the East Wing today. Darcy, as he always did when he hosted guests at Pemberley, was double-checking all the details for the evening's entertainment.
Not of which I'm aware, sir.
The butler lit the wall sconces in the main hallway.
Should I inquire, sir?
Darcy glanced toward the main staircase. I thought I saw someone in the window when we returned from Lambton. I may be wrong, but I would like to know for sure.
I'll check with Barry, sir.
Be discreet, Mr. Baldwin. If one of our men is shirking his duties and hiding out in the unoccupied rooms, I wish to catch him in the act. The more he considered those brief seconds of eye contact, the more convinced Darcy was of actually seeing someone in the darkened room. A footman being where he did not belong was the most logical explanation.
I will see to it personally, Mr. Darcy,